na, na. He stands for not just black people, but all people. And he's almost like a revival for a lot of people's souls.
I believe in Barack Obama because he believes in us.
We are the ones
who can change the world.
We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the ones we've been waiting for.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're going to be talking about the messianic image of Senator Barack Obama. It's like a religious revival, people say, when they go to these massive gatherings and these campaign events. The speeches are rousing. The people are inspired. Suddenly, there seems to be a new hope. That's the word that they often use, a new hope for the United States with the prospect of Senator Barack Obama being president. Well, there's still a long way to go. We still have over 80 days before the presidential election. But the messianic hope, and it does seem positively messianic in some sense, has been noticed by more than just our guest, Dr. Gene Edward Veith. A little after our conversation with Dr. Veith on the messianic image of Senator Barack Obama, we'll talk about Mary, the mother of Jesus. Pastor Josh Gaenig will be our guest. On this day, the church remembers the Virgin Mary, the same Mary that we acknowledge in our creeds and are spoken of so well in Holy Scripture. Why does the angel say, highly favored lady? Why does he say that to Mary? We'll answer that question here in about 10 minutes on Issues Etc. You can join us on this Friday. It's August the 15th. We're coming to you live. I'm Todd Wilkin. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE. Email us here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Dr. Gene Edward Veith is Provost and Professor of Literature at Patrick Henry College in Purcellville, Virginia. He's author of a column in the latest issue of World Magazine titled Messiah Complex, Obama and the Danger of a Divinized Ruler. Dr. Veith, welcome back.
Oh, good to be on your new show.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, thank you so much for the World Magazine piece that you did on the show's cancellation.
Oh, yeah, I read about that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. You were very kind.
Well,
very kind. How would you respond to someone who says, look, Barack Obama is just the left's Ronald Reagan. He has the same kind of qualities, and this is nothing different from how conservatives reacted back in the 80s when Ronald Reagan came on the scene.
Well, I don't remember anybody being slain in the spirit of the Ronald Reagan rally. You can talk about you're a leader and you could admire someone and you can put great stock in them. But what's different about Barack Obama is you're actually using religious language to talk about him. I mean, his posters say, believe. Like in what you just play, the recording, you know, I believe in Barack Obama. Now this poster, he has faith, hope, instead of love, it's change, Barack Obama for president. But it's taking biblical categories, and the object of them is not Christ, but it's Barack Obama. And it's not just overheated rhetoric. I mean, some politicians can promise too much, and you know, you can, by metaphor, say, well, they're trying to present themselves as a messiah. But what we're seeing is actual religious veneration on the part of a lot of his followers.
It's part of it attributable to the fact that for the first time, the Democratic Party, perhaps in a long, long time, has a presumptive candidate for the presidency, or for any office that, for that matter, who is very skillful at handling religious and quasi-religious ideas, themes?
Well, I don't know. Jimmy Carter had that. Bill Clinton really had that in many ways. Barack Obama seems to kind of, well, you talk to his followers, who pick on, they talk about him emanating some spiritual energy, and he has a charisma. That's another religious term that that's overused. But it seems like there's something that he's presenting himself as the object of hope, of faith, of belief, and I think many people are just hungry for a change in America. They're hungry for something to believe in. They become so cynical, so disillusioned. Here's the advent of a politician who seems different, and they're putting, and it's not all his fault, but I think people are projecting their religious desires and needs on this politician.
Could it be also because the church has been, at least in the last three decades, because of the influences of culture either toward the left or toward kind of the dumbing down of Christianity, been providing so very little substantive religious inspiration, for lack of a better word, and golly, someone's going to fill that gap?
Well, I think that's a really good point. There's a void in our culture. Cultures don't go without a religion for very long. When you look at all the cultures in the world and the history going back, every culture has a religion. Well, the word culture, the root of it is cult, and there's a kind of worship that's very often at the heart of every kind of culture, and we've thought we could do without one, and the new version of Christianity doesn't really fill that void either. So it is natural that something else sweeps into the vacuum.
This was a couple months ago, and when these, I don't know if you've seen these two things, we pulled a piece for our open there from two of these YouTube videos that was made by one of the artists in the Black Eyed Peas for Barack Obama, and both of them are so skillfully put together, even though it's just YouTube, it's not, there's nothing, you know, great production value here, but in this, delivering this kind of simple message of it's time for a change, there's hope. I'm watching these things, sitting there watching these things on the computer when I first watched them, and I thought to myself, you know, if I didn't have my reason and senses fully intact, if I were suspending my judgment for a moment, I might find myself becoming a Barack Obama voter.
Well, and again, the appeal, I've seen that video, but the chanting, Obama, Obama, the name is turned into a mantra, and of course the religion that it's projecting is very different from Christianity, but you see that sense of the sort of mass mind kind of coalescing, and the chanting, the mantra, it was very, very chilling in many ways to see that.
What do you mean when you write Democrats have been warning against the danger of mixing religion and politics? They fear the influence of conservative Christians on a secular state, but influence and mixing are far less a danger to a free republic than the union of religion and politics in the form of a divinized ruler.
Yeah. Well, throughout history, human beings have reverted to that. They want an earthly ruler. They want a god to rule them on earth. And from the Egyptians, who believed that Pharaoh was a god, the emperors of Rome, who claimed to be divine, the early modern monarchs that claimed a direct authority from God, and the cult of the leader in North Korea and under Chairman Mao in China. And I think this is a human impulse to look for an earthly ruler. This is what the early Jews in the New Testament, many of them were looking for, an earthly Messiah to get rid of the Romans and to solve all of their problems. And so it's this is a tendency of human beings to make their ruler into a god, literally. And of course, that is really a danger to any kind of political freedom and self-government. And it's something that we have to watch for. But, of course, the real Messiah is very different. The real Messiah was despised and rejected and crucified. These others are all sort of theologies of glory of one kind or another, whereas a true Messiah came bearing a cross, opening up the kingdom of heaven. And that was something very different from what the people were expecting of their Messiah.
With only a minute then, less than a minute, do you think it'll last? I mean, after if Barack Obama makes it to the White House, this religious fervor surrounding him, less than a minute.
Well, maybe not, and the realities of governance will come to bear, and he may be brought down to earth, and the voters may be brought down to earth, and we'll have a leader who just does the particular earthly job. I hope so, and that will be not so glamorous. My fear is that this kind of cult of the leader, this kind of divinized ruler might come back into America, and that would be a very scary thing.
And it wouldn't certainly be the first time. Dr. Gene Edward Veith is provost and professor of literature at Patrick Henry College in Purcellville, Virginia. He's author of a column in the latest issue of World Magazine titled Messiah Complex, Obama, and the Danger of a Divinized Ruler. Ed, thank you so much for being our guest.
Oh, my pleasure.
You'll find this column tonight on the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the link to Dr. Gene Edward Veith's column from World Magazine, Messiah Complex, Obama, and the Danger of a Divinized Ruler, issuesetc.org. When we come back, the church is remembering Mary today. Not many of the anonymous Marys, but the Mary, the Virgin Mary. Why is she called blessed? Why is she greeted by angels? We'll answer all those questions after this.